Our reading for today is from the book of Colossians, the second chapter, verses 8 through 23. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to the human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of the deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven all of our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or Sabbath. These are a shadow of things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, referring to things that all perish as they are used, according to human precepts and teachings. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor David Tilney, Ascension Lutheran Church, Daphne, Alabama.
In October 2011, U.S. citizen Jessica Buchanan and Danish citizen Poul Hagen Thisted, who had been working in the East African country of Somalia, were captured by Somali pirates. Their company tried to negotiate with the pirates for the release, but the pirates refused a ransom offer of $1.5 million. The hostages were heading toward execution. We too are in a hostage situation. It is not like that hostage situation. It's a spiritual captivity I'm talking about. There's a spiritual battle that rages. The Church of God is in battle with the enemy, Satan, and his demonic marauders. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So today, St. Paul warns us about the devil's assaults and attacks. Satan's weapons are false doctrine, cunning lies, and evil deception. And he says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit. In other words, St. Paul says, be careful. Be careful not to let anyone rob you of your Christian faith through a shallow and misleading philosophy of life. Such a person follows human traditions, the world's way of doing things, rather than following Christ. The Colossian heresy, composed of dietary restrictions, human traditions, the worship of angels, and ascetic practices. These things certainly look like wisdom with their self-imposed worship, false humility, and harsh treatment of the body, but they have no value for holding back the constant desires of your corrupt and sinful nature. They are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. These things are lies from the enemy who seek to take us captive, chained up in satanic lies and false doctrine to hold us in the bondage of sin and place us in hell, so that we may be executed by eternal death and suffer hellish torment. No one is exempt from these things. The danger lies in the fact that we have a corrupt and sinful nature. We are all susceptible to the lies of Satan. What satanic lies have you bought into in your life? Have you bought into the ways of the world? If we are honest with ourselves, we must admit that we have sought wisdom apart from Christ Jesus, and we find ourselves captive to sin. When we left the hostages, they were headed toward possible death, but U.S. officials decided to launch a raid against the pirates using the Special Operation Forces, Navy SEALs. On January 25, 2012, members of the Navy SEALs Team 6 parachuted from helicopters, raided a compound of 12 miles north of the Somali town of Adal, killing 9 Somali pirates and freeing the hostages, Jessica Buchanan and Paul Higgin Thisted. The Navy SEALs is the very best trained soldiers in the world. And in our spiritual battle, God sent the very best in the Special Operation Force in His Son, Jesus Christ. Our text says, "For in Christ the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. Christ is the head of all rule and authority. He is God in the flesh, who came on a search and rescue mission for us." During Jesus' earthly ministry, Satan attacked the Savior with everything he had in his arsenal. Yet Christ our Savior overcame demonic temptation, false doctrines, and cunning lies. The Lord Jesus lived a completely righteous life. On a cruel cross, he died a sacrificial death, dead and buried, laid in a cold tomb. Yet on the third day, he rose victoriously from the dead. And God disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Christ. He rescued us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. And all who believe in him will overcome the enemy, receive the forgiveness of all their sins, and the blessing of life everlasting. This power of salvation is at work in our baptism. Our text says, "This happened when you were buried with Christ through baptism. In baptism, you were also raised from the dead with Christ through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. You were once dead because of your trespasses and your corrupt, sinful nature. But God made you alive with Christ when he forgave all your trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross." Yes, there is a spiritual battle that rages. Satan and his marauders want to drag us away and take us captive. In the face of the enemy, there is only one hope: the Lord Jesus Christ. In the face of all opposition, we hold fast to Christ, so we are not taken captive. Dear friends, hold fast to him, his gospel promise, because the victory is ours by faith in him. To God be the glory. Amen.